The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. If you take supplements or if you have ever thought about getting into the supplement business, this show is going to really interest you a lot. Today's my guest is none other than John Drake from Muscle Mass. How you doing, John?
Carl, doing great. Happy to be on the show with you this afternoon.
I don't think a lot of people have ever heard your voice. You think that's true?
I spent about 17 years in a former life as a top 40 radio announcer back in the day. So
really?
Few hours behind a hot microphone, as we said back then, but 24 years now, though, in the nutritional supplement business, so time flies.
And that's what we're really here to talk about today, the 24 years in the supplement business, because there's a lot to be said for longevity in an industry where most companies and their products really could only be categorized as flash-in-the-pan type products. I have an archive of old bodybuilding magazines, and Rob Regish and I talk about this from time to time on his show. And I can thumb through there 90% of the world-beating, game-changing, absolute best supplement in the world that you need to be taking products are gone. And you have to believe that they would not be gone if they worked. People would continue to buy them. Those products would continue to thrive. Those companies would continue to grow. But instead, the products are gone. The companies are gone. It's just an amazing phenomenon. And here you are 24 years into this. And I have to believe that longevity is evidence, if nothing else, of sound products. You think that, that's an accurate assessment?
I think so. So much of the industry is founded on flavor of the month,
yeah,
and attracting new customers. And that's why you see such high turnover of products within the marketplace. We never had that mindset going into it. Our mindset was always to win over long-term, lifetime customers. We're athletes ourselves here, health fitness professionals, literally, in the sense that that's the lifestyle we lead. So even if I was not in this industry, I'm still up in the morning having a certain, you know, health-promoting, fitness, performance-promoting breakfast and my supplements and then the training. So it's my life and what I do. So you see a lot of people, and I won't name names, but there's a lot of people in this industry, they don't even work out. They never hit the gym. Their lifestyle is anything but, you know, health and fitness promoting. So it's easy to separate with just a little bit of looking around. You know, hype, more often than not, does not lead to substance.
Okay, so wait a minute. So I actually posted something on Facebook the other day, and I'm going to paraphrase. But basically what it said, if you are a health, fitness, keto, paleo guru and you don't look healthy or fit, you really shouldn't be giving advice. And I had a lot of people come out and say, yeah, but there's a lot of people out there who, you know, remember the old adage when we were young, those who can't or those who don't teach,
right.
you can't be successful in business, but you could teach business. I've never believed that adage. I've always thought to myself, would I want an automobile mechanic whose own car is always broken down? Because that is the quality of his ability.
Very true.
I mean, isn't it fair to say that if I'm going to take advice from you or anyone, not you, if I'm going to take advice from somebody on how to supplement, how to diet, how to train, and they don't look the part, why would I take advice from them if they can't even get it done for themselves?
Well, and one flip side to that, Carl, though, is how the youth, they're bamboozled in that you will see a company, and they've got steroid-induced spokespersons.
Yeah.
And they're paid top dollar, and you've got the guy standing there, and he's showing off his pro muscle, and he's standing in front of a Porsche, perhaps, with a pretty girl in a bikini. Now, to a 16-year-old boy, that's an attractive picture, and that's a lifestyle. I want to be that guy, you know, so that's very appealing. So they're selling sizzle and not steak, and we sell steak. So, you know, you see a lot of that. You can look at our website, bodybuildingsupplements.com. You don't see professional bodybuilders over there. We don't employ them to hawk our wares. Now, having said that, there's a good number of pros that do use our products and in some instances are paid to promote other competing products, which is, you know, a funny irony, but a fact.
Okay, so let's talk about that. Does that frustrate you when you see professional bodybuilders who are clearly using lots of advanced performance-enhancing drugs,
right,
attributing all of their gains to this particular supplement, when even if it is a good supplement, let's say it is a good supplement, let's say it's creatine. I mean, those of us who've been around for a long time know that that is not how this person became 275 pounds at 2% body fat.
Right.
But the newbie, the young kid, the kid who's most vulnerable to this, is looking at that and thinking that that's true.
Exactly.
Doesn't that frustrate
exactly.
you?
Well, yes and no. You remember being young, as I do, and I'll mention a product here. When I was a very, very young man and just getting into lifting in a serious way, I think I bought the anabolic mega pack from Weider probably four times. You know, it never did work, but I bought it four times.
Right.
The ads were that impressive, and there was a sale one time where I got a free bonus to buy the mega pack, and I think I doubled up on the dosage and so forth. So, I mean, I've been there. I remember Smilax and Boron and all those things. And Boron can have a benefit to the body if it's, you know, lacking. But it's not exactly a supercharged anabolic steroid replacing, you know, compound in and of itself.
Right.
So that's the hype that was sold, and obviously it was not delivered upon. But those companies then, as in now, they want the one-time sale. You know, they're buying the big ads, the shiny, glossy labels, and the hype and the razzmatazz, and they're going to attract a very large number of those gullible, youthful guys that want it. So
they want it, and
in time they find their way and they realize that they were lied to and hyped up and so forth, and they realize nutrition comes first, training second, recovery, sleep, hydration, just all these little pieces you put together, you can have a fantastic, you know, physique and get the pretty girl, and I don't know about the Porsche, but
yeah, right. But isn't it, don't you think that some of these people want to be lied to? Don't you think they want to believe? I mean, look,
oh, sure.
Rob and I, we reminisce about, you know, the early days of pro hormones, and some of these drugs, these things were actually drugs. They were unscheduled anabolic steroids. Wow. They were very, very harsh and very, very powerful. But
1-AD is one we were just discussing with a friend the other day. And it was effective, but it had some rather serious side effects.
Well, methyl one test is the one that I think.
Mm-hmm,
of.
Right.
There
right.
were guys that were literally putting on a pound a day. The muscle pumps were insane, but it was so toxic. You felt like you had the flu constantly.
Right.
And you lost all the gains once you came off of it. Because you just urinated out your gains.
We sold a ton of sublingual. Androstene, way back when, Androstene Supreme. And our focus on that was not a super high mega dosage. Most other companies were selling the capsule form at the time and wanted you to take it 3, 4, 5, 6 times a day. We said take it pre-workout. I guess it was 100 milligrams per cap, maybe 50. I would need to go back and look. But we really recommend it, you know, pre-workout only and in that sublingual form. So you got the good out of it that it could benefit your workout with more aggression, more strength in that specific window. And don't take it otherwise, you know.
Yeah.
And that's what we recommended. And that's more how we see things is for specific applications.
How did
in
you...
that each product has a real reason and logic behind the formula in that it's a pre-workout or intra-workout or post-workout, or it may be more for a specific type athlete, for an endurance athlete, or if somebody's looking for you know, size and strength. But the pro-hormone situation was an interesting time. We were the very first company in America in sports nutrition to carry DHEA. And I'm not here to brag about the past or anything, but that's a fact. And within a year or two, everybody had it, and it was all over the place. So we do have a history. That was kind of the beginning, obviously, of the pro-hormone, you know, situation within sports nutrition. And by the end, it had just gotten so out of control, and so many of those companies were just completely irresponsible and even promoting and selling injectables. And I remember you mentioned Coach Rob. I remember speaking with Rob at the time. I said, these guys are insane, and they are completely killing off this category. Mark my word. And it happened. Within another year or two, they were all gone.
How did you come to I was going to talk about DHEA because I know that you had told me that you were the first company to offer DHEA to the sports enthusiast. I want to say Life Extension Foundation was the first company to actually promote DHEA.
They were.
How did you make the decision that this would be good for the sports enthusiast?
I was younger and brasher and willing to take a risk. We followed LE within 2 or 3 weeks. When I saw that they were willing to go that route and stick their neck out there, we very quickly followed suit.
So DHEA is still available today. Does it work?
We still sell a lot of DHEA in that we have such a long, you know, like 20-year customer base there for a lot of customers and just been known for it for so long. DHEA 100, you know, it's just not our top seller, but it's still there.
Is it effective today? Look, I happen to take 200 milligrams of DHEA a day. And I have for a very, very long time. I don't know that it's converting to testosterone, but I don't care because I've been on HRT since 2007 at this point in time.
Okay.
But what are your thoughts on DHEA? Should people, you know how it is, the flavor du jour, you forget about things that worked.
Right.
Do you think people need to revisit DHEA?
Well, I mean, it's an adaptogen in and always has been, which that product is not specifically so much a test booster. You do get a test elevation, and there are, you know, independent third-party studies that you can see on our website that show that. Well, Coach Rob, in fact, was one of the first guys to do so, and he can speak to that. And I don't know if he has or not on the show previously, but there is a small amount of DHEA, about 25 milligrams per capsule of DHEA in that formula. But it's not so much there to boost test as it is to help luteinizing hormone. And that product is focused around that. And the old cyclophenol clomid type mechanism is how we came about that formulation, trying to replicate that within the body more through natural means as opposed to the clomid type pathway. And we were successful with that. That, to talk about longevity, that product was one of our early ones and is still our top seller to this day. So there is DHEA in there, but it's more as a piece of that puzzle and one of the building blocks within that formula. And DHEA standalone by itself, I think, has merit. And certainly anyone can have their levels tested fairly easily and expensively and see where they're at and adjust accordingly, and you probably should do so in tandem with your physician. But, you know, some people still use very high amounts, lifters, day in, day out. I'm more of the belief that a little goes a long way, so I'm using adaptogen every night before I go to bed, and most recently in tandem with Tranquilogen, which is a formula we just upgraded recently and added Ashwagandha to it, which I think it really has put that product in a whole new category, and the recovery benefits are phenomenal. So there's no doubt you get some test elevation, But far more than that, like with adaptogen, the luteinizing hormone, and right before sleep, when that is highest, is what we're looking for to help recovery ability and so on down the line, the benefits you get from that. So if you elevate luteinizing hormone, in turn, you will have a higher testosterone level.
Does adaptogen N work for women?
It does. We've never really promoted it that way. It does have somewhat, obviously, of an androgenic, you know, component to it. So, but there is a good number of serious female athletes, more in strength, you know, power lifter types and bodybuilders that do use it. Generally a little bit lower dose than a guy would. But sure, there absolutely is. The most common product, though, that we have that women use, for strength and size is creatinibolin. And it's completely non-hormonal. Rapanticum is a focal point of it, and crealkaline, and it has some other components in there too, L-DOPA and some other things. So that's probably the number one product that we've had for the longest time that the female athletes really get a, and it helps guys too. It's across the board. It's not only for women, but they can use that and have absolutely no worries about any type of androgenic effect, you know, happening.
I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want you to tell the audience the story about how Synthogen came about and some of these other supplements that you and Rob worked on together. The night out with all the pro wrestlers, okay?
Yeah, okay. Very good.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. We're talking with John Drake. The website is Muscle Mass. The URL to get there is bodybuildingsupplements.com. Stay tuned. We're going to talk a lot more, and we also have a special offer for the audience, so we'll be right back.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with bodybuildingsupplements.com. Bodybuildingsupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Crealkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
Buy Adaptogen N at bodybuildingsupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. Bodybuildingsupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at bodybuildingsupplements.com.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Kana banner ad today.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
My name is...
Welcome back. We're talking with John Drake today, the man behind Muscle Mass over the past 24 years. Many of the products, if not all of them, have been staples for people for that 24-year period. If that doesn't say something to you, then you're missing the boat. There's a lot of flash-in-the-pan companies out there that will promise you everything. And I promise you this, that 3 years from now, those products won't even be available. That tells you something. You stopped buying them. So did everybody else. There's a lot to be said for product longevity and companies that are still in the business today after 24 years. They didn't build a company and a brand so that they could flip it and sell it to Woodbolt or somebody like that. They're in it because they love the industry, and if they love the industry, they're going to deliver great products. And that's what John Drake does and has done for the past 24 years. Tell the story about the wrestlers when you went out to dinner with them one night and realized that these guys were crying for a supplement to help fill in the gaps of their crappy diets because they're on the road all the time, right?
Right, right. Living out of a suitcase and... we're speaking about Rob Van Dam, and he's been a longtime endorser of Adaptogen N that we were just speaking about, and there's some ads here on Superhuman, in fact, for that right now. But he was a customer. He's not a paid endorser. He's never been paid to endorse Adaptogen N, and he uses several of our products, and a great guy, loves a fitness lifestyle, grew up in it. And he's fond of saying that his mom, you know, educated him early on about vitamins and supplements and so forth. And it served him well. He'll have to excuse me. He's not exactly a spring chicken anymore, but he's competing with guys half his age at times and competing well. So, but the life of a pro wrestler is almost like a stunt, being a stuntman on a nearly nightly basis and living out of a suitcase doing that. So it's difficult. And on this particular night, it was in Macon, Georgia, and RVD had called me up. He said, I'm going to be down in Macon in a couple of weeks. We've got an Impact taping for Impact Wrestling down there. Come on down and have dinner, and we'll catch up and stuff. I'm like, great, cool. So we went down and spent the afternoon there and chatted some and hung out with the crew and then went to the show, of course, and they put on a good performance that night, good show. And afterwards... Somebody had arranged for one of the Mexican restaurants there in town to kind of stay open late and ease us through the back door or whatever after they had closed. So that was a lucky night for the crew, and that you can have a real hot sit down meal and be waited on. Cause normally, you know, those guys and gals are stuck. If they're lucky, there's a Waffle House, but too often it's McDonald's, which obviously for an athlete is just like, you know, you're homeless, you just carry a bunch of protein bars or whatever with you and suffer through as best you can. And hopefully the next town has better fare. So, and they're trying to get up the next morning and train in the gym to maintain the physique, you know, for the appearance and all. So it's very difficult. Anyway, we're at dinner this night and we're slamming down tacos and burritos and the like. And, Rob looks at me, Van Dam, and he says, can't you guys come up with something to help us out here? And I said, what do you mean? He said, this food. He said, this is a good night here. He said, but this isn't exactly great recovery food for the beating I just took, you know? And I said, well, okay. I said, there's actually something a buddy of mine is working on that might benefit, you know, you guys here. So I was speaking of what became Synthogen, and Coach Rob was working on this formula, and I knew he had been, you know, running some trials and stuff and trying some different things. And so I called Rob up the next day, and Rob Regish, and said, I think we may be onto something here with that formula we're working on. If we could have it really suit optimization of meals, and people that are, you know, the kid that is living off a pizza in the dorm and trying to make gains in the gym, the athlete like Rob Van Dam, who lives out of a suitcase and is trying to maintain this physique and performance and recover from all the bumps that are taking in the ring. So that was kind of the nucleus that really spurred that on. Coach Rob was working on the formula and had it in his mind, but it really wasn't on paper or anything. And from that point, it really started to take shape organically. And I think the best products do come about in that there's a genuine need there. And it's kind of like glucosamine. When we first picked up glucosamine, there was a company, it was Cosamine, which is still out there, but at the time they were only distributing that through physicians. And I found out about it and saw some of the French research and was very impressed. And I thought, all these powerlifters, we were advertising in Powerlifting USA all the time back then. And I said that, you know, powerlifters especially could benefit from this. So I called the company and tried to set up a distributorship, and they said, no. We don't want to sell it. We're not going to sell it in stores. We're not going to sell it through mail order or any of that stuff. And this was before the internet even existed, obviously. So they turned me down cold. Some southern, you know, sales manager or whatever. So I sat on that for a couple of weeks, and I thought, I'm not going to accept that. So I found out who the president of the company was. I wrote him a letter and sent him a letter explaining to him that these athletes would benefit tremendously and that they seriously needed this product. And this was a market that they had not even thought about, because they were looking at more like elderly people and so forth as opposed to athletes. So I won the guy over, and we had a distributorship, and we were off and running selling Cosamine. And sold it for a number of years, and then switched to a more generic form that's a little more affordable. It's actually the very same thing. But, but that need, that athlete need, is what we really try to focus on more than anything. If you do that, you win customers over long-term and, therefore, the longevity. And it's just like your program here. I think you're in your 12th year. Is that correct, Carl?
Yeah, man. We're going into our November of this year will be 12 years on the air. Yeah,
that's longevity. That's true longevity right there. I mean, any business that makes it past 3 or 4 years has really accomplished something. But 12 years, you're obviously serving the needs of your audience. And, you know, kudos. That's fantastic. Fantastic.
Thank
so
you.
That's what we try to do, is to serve the genuine need. Everything else takes care of itself, you know.
But I want to make sure people understand something. That you kind of just went over this history of glucosamine, and you did it, you know, kind of very quickly. I wonder if everyone understands what you just said, that you are the company that introduced glucosamine chondroitin to the sports segment, while these doctors may have been doing something with, which now they've abandoned it. Doctors won't do anything with glucosamine chondroitin. They'll tell you, oh, it doesn't work. Take your Vioxx. Take your, you know, your
well, there's more money in that. So, yeah. And, you know, we can get into the prescription, patent medicine, and Rockefeller. We could talk a couple of days about all of that.
But my point is, I wonder if the audience understands that aside from introducing DHEA to the sports industry, you introduced glucosamine chondroitin to the sports industry as well. Nobody was selling it to athletes before you did. That's something to cheer about. That's because of the foresight. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, maybe so. Maybe so. I don't know. We've been told before that we don't wave our own flag high enough, and that may be true, but I tend to think it's better to slightly undersell and overdeliver. As far as what you promise people, there's been so much hype, and as I mentioned before, you know, as a young man myself, I fell prey to that over and over again, in that I fell for the hype. And I mean, God bless these kids, you know, they just don't have the experience and the wisdom to see through it. And they do. It's hard. Imagine being a college age kid and you're working a part-time job and keeping your grades up. And you're saying, money is limited. You know, mom and dad maybe send you some cash and you get a little bit from the job and all. That's, if a kid goes out and spends even $20, $30 on a supplement, that's substantial.
Yeah.
You know, that's significant out of their pocket. So, we'll take MassPro Whey as an example. I remember years ago on a forum that I was involved in, this kid was beating me over the head about the cost of our protein powder. And I was so high, I can buy whey down at this place for, you know, $14.95 for 2 pounds or whatever. And you can to this day. You can go to Walmart and buy a whey protein powder for $14.95. Now, it's heat processed, chemical processed, of a very questionable origin to begin with. It's virtually worthless, really. It will do next to nothing for anybody. And, in fact, it may do harm to your body. So, you know, our protein powder is more like a BMW compared to a Pinto or something. They're both cars, you know.
See, I want to jump in here for a second because I don't know if you know this, but I introduced a protein powder that we did with the joint venture with the All American Pharmaceutical. That's a very, very high quality protein powder. And as such, it's very expensive. And
exactly.
I thought that people would flock to it. But I have to be honest with you, and I want to speak to this for a second. What I've learned out of this experiment, and quite frankly, I don't know how long this product's going to be around because I just don't know. I mean, we're literally making dollars on it.
I know.
It's a lot of work, and I got to handle all the back end work because that was our deal with All American Pharmaceutical. But at this point in time, I'm starting to become disillusioned, and here's
a couple of things, Carl.
Good.
Just to go back quickly for the college-age kid,
yes.
If they buy our whey powder, I tell them specifically, only use this post-workout because it's an expensive powder. You do not want to waste it otherwise. Save it for when it will give the most impact to your progress recovery, so use it post-workout, and they'll get a benefit, and the drug will last them 2 or 3 months as opposed to 2 or 3 weeks. So, and the thing at Walmart will benefit them in no way. It's just a total waste of money. So that's to get that out of the way.
So, but addressing the commodity whey companies out there,
right?
They will say that they're selling the same thing that everybody else is, except they're just doing a better job at it because they're buying more.
Well, it's no different than the company selling the pizza to the kids. It's no different than that. Exactly. It's a commodity item. It could be French fries or, you know, whatever that is a consumable. And they're just looking at filling those sales slots, you know. We're looking at trying to provide results. And I haven't tried Thrive, but I've heard great things about it. I know All American Pharmaceutical very, very well. Think incredibly highly of Jeff and Joe and Carla and everybody up there.
Right.
Just a great company, and they have manufactured a large number of products for us over the years. And but when I first got into business, I called up. My history with protein powder was Joe Weider's stuff at the local drugstore. They had Big and all those powders, and they did next to nothing for me, just like the anabolic megapacks did not. And I'm not here to beat up Joe Weider today, but the products were crap. They were just absolute junk.
Right.
And I don't know what they're like today at all. I don't even care. But at that point, they were just junk. Well, one sports equipment company in town, Bulldog Sporting Goods, they had a product called Mus-L-On from MLO. And it was I had never even heard of this company before. Small company out in California, and they've since been sold, and it's corporate owned now. But anyway, I bought a jug of that. Well, it tasted better. It mixed easier. I didn't seem to get the gas and bloating and diarrhea like I did with the Weider stuff.
Right.
So I'm like, it's better powder. So I bought that for a number of years and then got into some other things. But long story short, when I first was thinking about getting into the industry, I called several people that I knew and trusted that I had, you know, met within the industry just as a customer, as a consumer, and the guy out at MLO was one of those. I called him up and I said, look, I'm thinking about starting a nutritional supplement company. What advice would you give a young man like me? And he said, don't sell protein powder.
Yeah.
And I said, why? You don't want the competition? And he just laughed. He said, oh, Lord, no, I'm not talking about that. He said, it weighs too much. It costs too much if you do a quality one. The margins are low. He said, sell very light products that don't cost much to ship.
Right. You know, you know who told me that? My buddy Aaron Singerman, who now owns Redcon One, and he used to be with Blackstone Labs. And
right.
And he told me that. He goes, I hate protein powder. He goes, because it's too expensive to ship. It's bulky to store. He says, and you make pennies on the dollar. He says, it's just, your clients expect you to carry it. But it's something that he isn't fond of carrying.
It's something that early on, between Mass Pro Whey and Adaptogen N, those were our flagships for the longest time. Adaptogen still is, and we sell an awful lot of whey to this day. But having said that, the sales volume of whey is much lower than it used to be. We sold for the longest time a case of Mass Pro for $98 delivered, free shipping, for four jugs. For that quality, that level of protein, that was an exceptional price delivered. I mean, if you're shipping 12 pounds to Portland, Oregon from Athens, Georgia, the shipping is pricey, especially these days. But whey, as we know, quality whey, the pricing of it escalated tremendously starting about 10 years ago, but it really started jumping up. And we absorbed price increase over price increase and never raised our price to the customers for the longest time. And we finally had to. So now it's almost double the price, and it's just not within the budget of a lot. We have so many customers that used to buy a case. Well, now they buy two. They buy a twin pack, and they just stretch it out and use it less frequency. And I hate to see that, because I would love everybody to have easy, you know, inexpensive access to the high quality powder we have. And, but yeah, it's just the marketplace conditions on the manufacturing side. And then you look at shipping increases. And I mean, when you're getting a bunch of pallets of this stuff shipped in on freight lines, it's a major expense.
Yeah.
Pro jug. And then you look at labels. People don't realize this, you know, it's about $1.50 for every single label, on that whey protein powder. So, you know, It's an item that I wish that the manufacturing side, as far as the raw material, could come down and make it more accessible, affordable for a greater number of people. But that day, you know, very well may not ever
yeah,
come down.
I learned my lesson on this protein powder. I learned my lesson. The truth of the matter is, and I know that what I'm about to say, I have a feeling you're going to disagree with me. But that's because I'm still in that cynical phase, like the kind of the aftermath of the divorce kind of feeling.
I've been there too.
So. Well, and I kind of feel like, you know what? People say they want a high quality product, but when they find out what it costs, they change their mind quickly. They use the crappy product and convince themselves that it's just as good as everything else.
Well, we have testimonials on our side of guys that had been using Mass Pro Whey for a long time, and then they tried something else, and one comes to mind, Muscle Milk, which is probably not the worst of those kind of mainstream, you know, type products, but you know, he had switched to that because he could get it very cheap.
Yeah.
And he switched back rather quickly because the gains weren't there. The recovery wasn't there.
We have friends, Elisa and I have close friends who bought Thrive one time. And last time we were at their house, they were like, oh, yeah, it's too expensive. They bought like a big jug of Muscle Milk. And I tried to explain to them that Muscle Milk is more of an MRP. You know, this is a protein powder. It's very, very different. But at the end of the day, they don't care. And even worse than that, John, the wife buys the ready to drinks, the RTDs. She's paying to ship water. She's paying for water. I said, you know what?
Okay.
Then buy Muscle Milk, but buy the powder this is just so convenient. And you can't, and you know what? There comes a point where you go, you know, I'm just not going to fight with people anymore.
Well, I hear you. It's the same way with me. And, I mean, I can't tell you how many people come to me on a personal level. And they want nutrition advice, fitness advice, and then they don't take the advice. They don't like what they hear. They don't want to put the work in, or they don't want to spend the money or whatever. There was a friend just the other day that called me up, and he calls me about three times a year. John, what can I do to lose this weight? And I said, well, let me explain this to you. Take in less calories, exercise more.
Yeah. Yeah, it's simple. It's very.
But he sits around on the weekend and he watches auto races and drinks beer and eats potato chips and pizza and wings, and he sits on his duff. And the rest of us are out, you know, exercising.
Yeah.
You know.
I want to talk about that. We have to take a break. Okay, we're going long here because I love this conversation. This conversation is actually therapeutic for me, probably more than the audience. But I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk about your love of physical culture. You shared with me something you're getting ready to do this weekend, which qualifies you as a true superhuman. So let's take a quick. Yes, it does. It does, because in the world of people who sit and drink beer and eat potato chips watching auto racing, anybody who does anything in this day and age that is strenuous qualifies as a superhuman in my book. So let's do this. Let's take a real quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of John Drake. Stay tuned.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with BodybuildingSupplements.com. BodybuildingSupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Crealkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
Buy Adaptogen N at BodybuildingSupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. BodybuildingSupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at BodybuildingSupplements.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all
and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit SuperHumanRadio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking with John Drake today from Muscle Mass. 24 years supplying people with reliable, non-hyped, under-promised, overperformed supplements. And many of them flagship supplements. And we're talking to him today. Now we're going to talk a little bit about his personal life. So you and I talked a little earlier before the show, and you know, we were talking about how we train. And you said, you know, I live the same life that all the people that I supply product to lives. You know, I prepare my meals in the morning. I have a drawer full of supplements that I take at different times of the day. I'm getting ready to go on. How far of a ride are you getting ready to go on this weekend?
Well, this weekend we have what we call Apple Valley, a ride we're putting together. And speaking of bicycling, and I got into bicycling about 7 years ago, almost by accident. And I'd spent all those years in the gym and weight training, and that was always my forte and what I was into for the longest time. And if I was not in the office, I was in the gym, most likely, you know. So I got into cycling almost by accident, really through my son. We would go on these long kind of jogs late in the afternoon, and he got bored with those and said, "Dad, can't we at least get some bikes?" I said, "Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's get some bikes." So we went down that weekend and bought a couple of just like heavy hybrid type bikes. And my brother at the same time went with us, and he bought one for himself and his wife. And so we all kind of got into biking in a very casual way. And I guess I fancied myself as maybe working up to about 10 miles, you know, ride down to the coffee shop and read the paper and ride back to the house or something. So, but it just absolutely captured my heart very quickly. And at this point, I'm a hardcore roadie, as we call it, and not quite Tour de France level, but that's what we do, is very, very serious road bike training. So this weekend, we'll do Apple Valley and maybe add the Maysville extension to that. So a little over 50 miles probably this weekend, which is a good, nice ride. And sometimes for a charity or something, we do, you know, a metric century, of course, which is 64 miles. Well, a full century, you know, 100 miles. But I like a little shorter distance, you know, 35, 45, 55 miles, and really just work extremely hard and leave it all out there. It's just a euphoric feeling. The endorphins pop. We used to do the Stairmaster for 1 hour in the gym back in the day. And we wanted to be like Ric Flair, and he would talk about that on the pro wrestling shows back then, 60-minute man, you know.
Right.
And so we would do the Stairmaster for an hour to be like Rick. And I remember about 40, you know, minutes in, you get the endorphins pop, and it's a high, it's a natural high. Cycling is that times 10. It kicks in faster. Most cyclists like we are, if you don't get to ride in 3 or 4 days, get a little ill. You need that fix. It's kind of like a druggie, but it's a good, safe, healthy drug. So just the exertion of it, from an endurance standpoint, stamina, it's phenomenal. I just absolutely love it. I'm going out this afternoon when we finish up. I was up early this morning working to open up a 2-3 hour window to ride this afternoon. So
now how much ground will you cover in 2 to 3 hours?
I probably, and this will be solo most likely. I don't know, maybe my buddy Gray will pop in and ride as well this afternoon. So we just, it's almost like a pickup basketball game, you know, if you remember those as a kid or something. So it's kind of, the community is like that. And Athens, Georgia is a mecca for cycling, and a lot of pros come here to train. It's just very advantageous in that you've got, the terrain and the courses with low traffic to train in that way. So there's a young, pro team here that's been here for 3 months now. Novatec or something is a sponsor, I believe, and we see those guys all the time. And these are young 20-somethings, you know, that are future pros, most likely, most all of them at a very high level at the Tour de France, perhaps in 3-4 years, you know. So that's what we do.
But how much will you cover in this afternoon in a couple, 3 hours? How much?
Probably 35, 45 yeah. miles. That's it just awesome. Depends on how much climbing, really, as much as anything is involved. And that's what I enjoy is climbing. And I'm not the best climber, but not bad. But that is just hard work. And some might say, well, that's masochistic. You like the pain. And we do. We call it suffering. We call it suffering. But there is a therapeutic benefit to it, like nothing else. And you're out there, and the sun is shining, and you're working hard. You're sweating. The respiration. You're alive. It's just a thrill. And on one hand, mentally, it can be very peaceful and calming. I mean, you're working at a super high cadence. You know, maybe 95 is your cadence or above. And you're working just exceptionally hard on these climbs, but mentally you're at peace. You're out in God's country, and the sun's shining, the birds are there. You know, it's just beautiful.
There's something Zen sounding about it. You know what I mean?
It is. It really is. It's a unique combination, but it's something that most people that are athletes, if they ever take that step, they're hooked. Because it provides so much benefit, and it's low impact too. So I used to love to deadlift, you know, and squat back in the day. And as we know, you get older, and my chiropractor told me about 10 years ago, he said, John, stop deadlifting now. Stop it. And I guess it was an ego lift. I just loved the deadlift. To me, it was just the test of being a man, you know. How much weight can you pull? But it starts to have really detrimental effects as time goes on. So it gives you a similar thrill.
I have to ask you this question because you invoked the word getting older. I'll be 59 on June the 11th. Can I ask how
I just
old you
turned,
are?
I turned 55 May 9th.
Okay. So we're in that same age bracket. I mean, I'm suffering some of the same problems you have. And my problem is that I keep lying to myself and telling myself, I can keep doing this work, but I mean, I have some lumbar spine compressions right now that are causing numbness below my knees. So okay. I've been doing a lot of inversion. That's been helping me.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
But me too. I mean, I love the squat. I love the deadlift because I Brooks Kubik and I did a show a few years ago about, you know, how there's working, group dogs, right? You know, hounds, you know, the English, the German Shorthairs, the Vischlas, these are working class dogs. These dogs, if you don't work them every single day, they become neurotic. They start chewing furniture. They start having ailments. Okay. So I'm a strong believer that before the modernization, of civilization, first let me back up. Women drive evolution. They actually drive selection pressure. Women choose men that are equipped to deal with the situations of the day so they can have offspring and have a safe life and raise their children. And that selection pressure has changed over time. You know, 40,000 years ago, 30,000 years ago, 20,000 years ago, it was raw, brute strength.
And tenacity and intelligence and all of that, but just the survival, you know, and the provider.
I kind of feel like some of us still aren't that far away from those selection pressures. So some of us, if we don't work hard every single day, if we don't climb, like you were talking about the suffering, we actually will get physically and mentally sick. And so I'm like you. I mean, I love to really push myself into the danger zone. I actually feel better the rest of the day. It's like medicine to me.
There's a euphoric high after a ride like that it lasts for 4, 5, 6 hours later. You just feel like $1 million. You know you've accomplished it on one hand, but just the physical exertion is so satisfying. And I know you're a workaholic like me, 16-hour days. I really can't stop. My father is still the same way, and he's in his early 80s, and he runs circles around kids. He's just so productive. and he can't sit still. I'm the type where if I go on vacation, and that's a rare enough a thing, my vacation this year is the bike ride across Georgia.
Oh, wow.
So that's it's a wonderful escape, you know. So, but my dad is like that. So it comes naturally. You know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Right.
So, you know, but if I go on vacation, I'm looking for something to do after about 2 or 3 days. I'm almost hoping to find some guy that's got a flat tire. Oh, let me help you with that. You know, because I don't feel good unless I'm being productive. So you had the physical aspect in with that, physical work. You know, it's just incredibly satisfying. And some people have gotten obviously far, far away from that. But you see those people and they're depressed, and the diet and lack of exercise is there's no question directly the cause.
Yeah.
You just cannot, be happy and content, in my opinion, not truly, just being a lazy bum.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and that's my point. What Brooks and I talked about is that there are some of us who are, in fact, working group humans, and we must work hard, sweat, suffer. As I love that word. I'm going to start using it now. Suffer.
I used to read a lot of Brooks's stuff back in the day, and is he doing well?
He's doing great. I mean, he's still writing. He's still lifting. He's doing fantastic. He really is. He lives right here in Louisville. He lives right here in Louisville.
Oh, I did not know that. Great,
yeah,
great.
Yeah, yeah. I want to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, I think, do you have a special announcement for the audience that you said you were going to do something on Twitter? Did that ever get done? Or
Whopper. We got that launched just before we went on the air here, and it's already taking off. So it's a big deal.
Okay, so let's
do this.
We can
talk about that, sure.
We're going to take one quick commercial break. When we come back, John is going to drop a fantastic gift on all of you. Mass Muscle Sports Science. The website is bodybuildingsupplements.com. They're a sponsor of Superhuman Radio. We already have a fantastic coupon code, which is Superhuman, but I think we're going to get something even more special in just a minute, so stay tuned.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with bodybuildingsupplements.com. Bodybuildingsupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Crealkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
Buy Adaptogen N at bodybuildingsupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. Bodybuildingsupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at bodybuildingsupplements.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, You'll gain with it.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Either with those who love freedom.
Welcome back.
Are you with those who hate innocent life?
So, we're going to have John back on the show because John's got a lot of great ideas and opinions on a lot of things that have to do with health and fitness, including inflammation and so on, and we just don't have the time to get to all that today. But if you have
reduce inflammation, if there's one thing, just very quickly,
yeah,
that everyone, athlete or not, reduce inflammation.
Yeah, yeah, and it's you know what? It's easier said than done because there's lots of inflammatory pathways, but there's absolutely important thing to do, especially as you age, because inflammation seems to increase as you age for whatever reason. The machinery gets more rickety. I don't know what it is, but it really does become more important. And we'll have you back on about that.
A quick plug here, too, for Tranquilogen and Coach Rob, and just a great formula that legitimately reduces inflammation system-wide. So it's great. So.
And if you have any questions for John, I would like you to email them to onair@superhumanradio.com, and we will have him back on the show to answer your questions. So feel free to
love
that. But what? So you told me right before the show,
oh,
we're going to do something special. Tell me about it.
Well, I would like to point out very quickly that for the longest time, we first went online at MuscleMass.com back in 1996, and we're one of the earliest companies online as far as sports nutrition goes, and we were there for the longest time and still are. You can type in MuscleMass.com right now, and it takes you to our website. But about a year ago, we started work on a complete revision of the website and a major, major update of it. And the primary new home for it is BodybuildingSupplements.com. And basically, we call the company Mass Bodybuilding Supplements at this point. So just to clarify on that, some people are a little confused and so forth. But our biggest supplement stack kit is called Ultimate Muscle Mass, and we decided to give one of those away on Twitter, so we just launched that about an hour ago. So if you go to Twitter and just type in Ask Mass, one word, A-S-K-M-A-S-S, that brings up our Twitter account. Follow us and retweet that top tweet, and you're entered in to win that Ultimate Muscle Mass supplement kit. It's a $347 value. And we've just put it on sale for $100 off. If you want to go ahead and buy one, you're welcome to, but we're giving one away. July 1st will be the drawing. We do a lot of these Twitter contests over the years, but this is our 24th anniversary, and this is definitely the biggest giveaway we've ever done. And, yeah, go on over and sign up, and good luck on the contest.
What does it include? What does the kit include?
the kit itself is kind of the you know, who's who of our stack. Two bottles of Creonabolin, two containers of Mass Pro Whey, Adaptogen N, MultiGuard, which is an exceptional multivitamin mineral antioxidant that we carry. And that's a newer product that we've only had not quite a year at this point, but has really caught on in a big, big way. Plus Alkaplex Green, you get all kind of, a complete program is laid out for you, free t-shirt, and just on and on and on. It's our top kit, and has been for the longest time. So it's a lot of stuff. It's a big, big box of goodies that will be arriving if you order or win it. Part of it also is the original Fast Mass course that I wrote way back in 1992 that we basically founded the company on. So if anybody would like that course, in fact, email me at service@bodybuildingsupplements.com. Just put "Hey John" in the subject line. It will route directly into my box. Just tell me, John, I want a free copy of your Fast Mass course, and I'll send one right over to you. Would be more than happy to pass that along just as a gift. And that's sort of where it all started, you know, way back when, some 24-plus years ago.
Yeah, really, really exciting. And you know what? Longevity takes not only a lot of work, but it takes a love of what you're doing. So many people are involved in companies right now exclusively because of the money they want to make, right, and then just sell the company and go into some other business. I've seen this in the podcasting industry. I've seen so many people start out with health and fitness podcasts, and then along the way somewhere they morphed into, now we're going to talk about motivation. Oh, now we're going to talk about investments. Now we're going to talk about social media. Now we're going to become business gurus. And it's like, it's almost like a child who can't make their mind up. One of the signs of adulthood is stick-to-itiveness, right? Kids are jumping from thing to thing. They've got the attention span of a fly. But adults, they make a decision.
And now more so than ever in this society now, the attention span is so minuscule.
Yeah, because of the fractionated attention, because of you're getting text messages and social media. You got to be on Facebook every second. You're right. And these kids can't even keep a thought to hold on to later tonight. If they don't get it out of their head and into their keyboard, it's gone.
I haven't tried this, but I wonder, you know, a lot of the youth today, if you were to ask them, what's your dream? They may not even have an answer.
They don't know what they want.
There may not be that one major goal, you know, in their mindset at all.
Yeah. And that actually may be the first domino of success. There's so many people out there who are just floating, and they float from thing to thing, but they don't have the love of what they're doing. They don't have the desire or the ability to suffer for what they want. I love that word, suffer. I love that word.
I would encourage anybody of any age, really, but especially the youth, is do what you love. Don't worry about the money is secondary. Trust me. And we've never focused on that. That will take care of it. If you do what you love, and you work to serve and benefit other people, everything, you'll be fine. Everything will take care of itself for you and yourself.
Yeah, no doubt about it. John, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Oh, my pleasure, Carl, and blessings to you, and congratulations on 12 years yourself. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
I love the programming myself, and happy to be a part of it. Very happy. Thank you.
And I am going, I'm going to tell you something. You've inspired me to get a bike. I used to call them English racers. I'm going to get myself a road bike, and I'm going to start riding. I may just start out riding to and from work. I'm going to do it. You've inspired me. You know what?
Fantastic.
I need to expand my physical culture horizon. I do.
You'll love it, Carl. It's fantastic. I never thought I would wind up being an ambassador, so to speak, for bicycling, but I preach that gospel all the time. And it really is unlike anything else. And I do think as we age as athletes, it's more and more valuable. And I know riders, there are guys that in our groups that are competing at a very high level. I'm 55, but there's two or three guys with us that are in their 60s, and they're better, stronger riders than I am. And we've got guys that are 21 years old, college students here at University of Georgia. So you've got a very wide range from like early 20s on through like almost 70. competing at this level altogether. So that's great.
I'm going to do it. I'm looking forward to it, actually. And you know what else? I read my a good friend of mine is a world-renowned orthopedic surgeon. In fact, he's the orthopedic surgeon for Dancing with the Stars. Whenever you hear about PETA having an ankle repaired or Max having this repaired, this is the guy who does it, Dr. William Seeds. And he said to me about 6 months ago, after we talked about my lumbar spine situation, my compression, he said, you know, I'd be excited to see what bicycling would do for your lumbar spine. Because you're leaning forward in such a way, you're unloading the spine, but you're also opening it up.
Right.
And this actually may be the answer to some of my problems at the same time. So I want to thank you for that gift.
My knees have never been in better shape. And I was a track athlete. I played football, basketball, did all the sports coming up. I've always loved athletics. But my knees, starting in my late 30s, were giving me problems from all the squatting and deadlifting, you know.
Yeah.
And cycling has healed my knees. They're stronger, the tendons, ligaments, than they probably ever have been in my life, even when I was a kid. So very beneficial. I just can't say so enough. So
I want to thank you because you've inspired me. I'm definitely getting a bicycle this summer.
That's great. Glad to hear it, Carl.
All right, John. We'll talk to you soon, brother.
Thank you, sir. Take care now.
Thank you. And today is Thursday. We have no show tomorrow. Obviously, it's a holiday weekend. We will be back in the studio on Tuesday. Everyone have a safe and fun holiday, and we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening today.